And so we begin to conclude our day in Harrogate with a place that is dear to the heart of many a soul who's actually visited Harrogate beforehand. Of course, it's the legendary Betty's of Harrogate, Betty's and Taylor's, of course, of Harrogate. We'll sort out the fine-tuning in a few moments because we're very lucky to be speaking to the extraordinarily glamorous and wonderful individual that is Rebecca. Becky, good to speak to you.
Thank you.
Now, you're a relative newbie to the whole Betty's of Taylor's. Let's get that right. It's Betty's of Harrogate, but the official title is?
It's Betty's and Taylor's of Harrogate.
Thank you.
It's two separate organisations, but our group name is Betty's and Taylor's of Harrogate.
I wanted to clarify this because I know when we've covered Countryside Live in the past and the Great Yorkshire Show, of course, we've seen Taylor's, we've seen Betty's of Taylor's. I just wanted to clarify two things with her. We're sitting in what is probably best described as a sumptuous room at the top, presumably a function room in the store. Just describe where we are.
Yes, we're in the Imperial Suite at Betty's in Harrogate, and this area here is our function room, and on Saturdays and Sundays we use it for afternoon tea as well, so people can actually book a table and come along for afternoon tea. And up the stairs there we have a small meeting room as well, which is used by people in the business and also people here on conferences and that sort of thing.
Well, a visit to Harrogate without a visit to Betty's and Taylor's is just not on at all, really, I would have thought.
No, we have lots of regular customers, but also a lot of visitors, so foreign tourists and people just coming to Yorkshire for a few days, perhaps going to the Dales or the Moors, and then they'll come to Harrogate as well.
Now, a few years ago, I was lucky enough to actually be doing a guided tour of the Betty's factory, and I was wearing the white hairnet as well, which I think is still online. It's a tremendous success story for the local region as well, even though, of course, it was set up originally by a Swiss chap, I believe.
Yes, that's right. I think about 1907, Frederick Belmont came over from Switzerland, and he started his journey in London, and he was looking for a train. He thought he had a job lined up, and he couldn't quite remember the name of the place that he was supposed to be going to, and he thought it sounded like Bratwurst, and then he saw a train for Bradford and ended up in Yorkshire.
So. Such an easy mistake, but such a mistake from Bradford to Bradford through to Harrogate, a legend's actually made. And you're a relative newbie to the company, aren't you, really?
Yes, that's right. I've worked for the company for 11 months now.
Is it the dream job you thought it would be when you stepped through the doors and they said, Rebecca, we'd like you to be our main person here?
Oh, it's lovely. I started at Little Betty's in York, and I've just recently moved over to Harrogate. And they're a lovely company to work for. It's a family-run business. It's very traditional. We all work very hard, but we're very well looked after.
I certainly got that sense in terms of our previous coverage. It's been 2 or 3 years since we last featured the store. We've taken it to various other places, but it's good material. Simon, questions from yourself.
I'm a bit of a coffee fanatic, if you will, Rebecca. So I know a little bit about coffee and stuff. And Betty's obviously has a very high standard. For example, Jamaican Blue Mountain has to be grown at a certain altitude and things like that. What do Betty's as a company do to pride themselves with finding coffee, fair trade coffee from around the world? I know last time I was at the Betty's in Northallerton, I had coffee from the Galapagos Islands. Can you tell me a little bit about how you market and find different coffees?
Yeah, well, our tea and coffee side of the business is Taylor's of Harrogate, and there they have a wonderful team of tea and coffee buyers who work very hard. They travel all over the world sourcing the best possible products, but high on their list is also building up great relationships and improving the lives of the people that grow the tea and coffee. And it's a huge part of our business. And from that, we get some amazing products, such as the Jamaican Blue Mountain. We've got a new one called Nepal Snow River, which has been very popular. And coffees that are very unusual. And the farmers actually get a lot back from working with us.
I think that's very important that, the farmers, the local people from these other countries get something back. This new coffee, what was it called?
Nepal Snow River.
Where's that from? Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
It's obviously from Nepal.
Nice answer, Rebecca. Yeah. I could see there was a slight challenge and I was thinking, I'm sorry, I wasn't told about this. Is this a trick question?
Yeah, and it's near Kathmandu, and it is another one grown at high altitude. And it's quite an unusual, special coffee, medium to dark roast. It's Yeah, it's a very nice coffee.
We might have to try that before we leave, Alex.
Well, I mean, obviously, as we're well aware, Rebecca, I mean, two hard-working broadcasters here, more than happy to sample in all manner of ways. In terms of the store itself, is there a competition between Harrogate and York? I love the little Betties. I mean, it's like a teeny-weeny Betties or the big Betties that's coming through here. I mean, did you get any sort of sense of competition and good collaboration as well?
Oh, yes. Well, there's a good bit of competition between the branches. There's six of us all together. So you mentioned North Allerton, and we also have Ilkley and Harlow Carr and the two in York as well. And there's a nice bit of competition between the branches, but we all work together. Precisely. As well.
And at the end of the day, Rebecca is based at Harrogate, so that's a winning team, quite clearly. A web address, best way to actually reach Betty's on the internet?
It is.
Presumably it's there. It's just kind of working our way through the details here, and we have... We'll get it there in the end, etc. If not, use a search engine.
Yes, as far as I know, if you just Google Betty's and that comes up, and I think the formal web address is www.bettysandtaylors.co.uk. Awesome. Found all the information on all the branches.
Precisely. Now, any particular favourite from your own point of view in terms of the vast range of coffees and teas that we've actually got here? Is that a bit like asking, you know, a person to actually choose between their favourite child?
It is a little bit, yes. I'm very fond of the Ceylon Blue Sapphire tea that we do, and it's always very good with a very nice bit of cake.
You're doing this deliberately, Rebecca, just to actually sort of make our mouths water. I can see you well in form here. If somebody's listening to this and they're thinking, I'd like to have the job that Rebecca's doing, and your official title, of course, is?
It's Front of House Manager here at Harrogate.
So Front of House Manager, what advice would you give them? What's the key thing that they should be aware of, apart from obviously looking absolutely sensational, being on top form and being able to welcome the public, whether they're media sorts or anything else?
It's... our approach to our jobs is always that customer service is at the heart of everything that we do, from the things that are made at the bakery, from the tea that's produced at Taylor's, and all that comes together in the cafes. And we just want to please our customers and follow on with the traditions of Frederick Belmont and his family, and Jonathan and Leslie Wilde, who are at the head of the family business now, and do a good job and make sure everyone walks out smiling.
Precisely. Well, I think that's almost guaranteed. And interesting enough, we were saying with Simon when we were coming in here, Simon, a graduate of the University of Belmont in Nashville, so I don't know if there's a connection there. Ironic, really.
No.
We can maybe work on that, certainly. Rebecca, it's been lovely just spending some time with you this afternoon. Truly wonderful. I'm not sure, do we get a little chance to taste some of the delights of Betty's?
Oh, I'm sure we can sort something out for you, yes.
Rebecca, once again, many thanks indeed.
No problem.
Well, we're still at the wonderful Betty's and Taylors of Harrogate, and we're with Rebecca here. And Rebecca, you've just brought along the Betty's Cookery School course calendar from autumn 2010 to spring 2011, and some treats coming through here. First of all, can you tell us what Betty's Cookery School is all about?
Yes, the Cookery School was set up by Leslie Wilde, who's Jonathan Wilde's wife. So it's in the family. And it's a lovely place just outside Harrogate where you can go along for a day, an afternoon, or they do week-long courses as well, and learn all sorts of gorgeous things to cook. And it goes from sort of quite simple things about knife skills and, you know, basic cooking to dinner parties and French cuisine and...
So it's really keeping the quality going. Now, if I just have a quick look at the brochure as it opens up, the one thing that springs to mind is, oh yes, marvellously meat-free, sharpen those knife skills, the Spice Box 2, and of course, winter warmers. And this is an opportunity, really, I suppose, not too dissimilar to our other colleague, Jean-Christophe Novelli, when he has a keen cordon bleu or chef school from that point of view, to really develop the side of giving the public the opportunity to try their hand at producing Betty's magic.
Yes, that's right. They do make some classic Betty's things on the courses, and there's a really broad range of things, and they do, you know, simple things that you can make when you get home from work to more extravagant meals.
And have you actually taken part in the course yourself?
Well, we're lucky enough to go to the cookery school every time the menu changes. So once a quarter, we all go along to the cookery school and learn about the new menu for the the coming season.
And is that greeted with anticipation, excitement, and almost, you know, knee-trembling joy?
Yes, it's lovely. We spend the morning cooking and discussing the dishes, and then we get to sit down and try them all and put our points of view forward. So it's a really nice experience.
Sounds great. And the one thing I've always noticed about Betty's is clearly you have a wonderful collection of fantastically well-groomed, well-turned-out women, much as yourself, basically, glamorous folk. Are there many men in the Betty's company?
Oh, yes, there is, yes. There's a good split, so it's a, yeah, it's a very equal, even place to work.
The gender is okay. Simon, any other questions?
I can see from the book in front of us called Hearts, Tarts and Rascals. Rascals must be alluding to the fat rascal, which is obviously a popular snack on the menu. Could you tell us a little bit about the book? Or?
Yes, the book was written by Jonathan Wild, and it's all about the history of Betty's and Taylor's and how they came together, and all of the different branches, and sort of some about, obviously, one of the questions we frequently get asked is, why is Betty's called Betty? So there's the theories behind that all in the book.
Fantastic. And presumably, as it's being updated, you might have to wait a little bit until the thing comes through, but the original is available from various online retailers.
Yes, there's a few copies of the old one left, but yes, it, as you said, it's being updated at the moment, so it'll be available again soon.
Excellent. Well, Rebecca, we're still here in the fabulous Betty's and Taylor's of Harrogate, and you have brought us a fat rascal.
Yes, that's right. It's one of our specialities here at Betty's. And a fat rascal, for those of you who don't know, is a large scone with vine fruits and citrus peel, and it's decorated with almonds and cherries, and it's got a lovely buttery taste.
And in terms of tea and refreshments, of course, you brought some wonderful things as well. What are these?
Yes, we have a pot of our tea room blend, which is a lovely, refreshing all-day tea, and then we have the Ceylon Blue Sapphire, which is a very delicate tea. It's very nice black or with lemon, and it's got lovely honey flavour to it.
I always like that notion of taking tea without cow juice, as some of our transatlantic colleagues would actually say, and clearly it's one of those cases where you probably need to have the tea without the milk added.
Yes, that's right. It also has some cornflower petals in the tea, which are bright blue, which represent the sapphires, which are mined in the area in Sri Lanka where the tea's from.
It's truly global. Simon, any thoughts from yourself?
It just looks all very delicious, really. We can't wait to sample it all.
We have to say as well a big thank you to Laura from the company for actually setting all this whole thing up. The reason we're not hearing from Laura, we won't go into this particular stage, but she's a wonderful woman, isn't she?
She is. She's a she's our lovely PR lady, and but yeah, she's not too keen on the microphones herself.